This 30-minute mindful movement practice involves some simple stretches and is usually done lying on the floor, so on a mat or a rug, something that provides support. In this practice, we explore how it is to bring awareness to the body in movement, so stretching, holding some positions. So following the guidance as best you can, but always taking into account how your body is right now, particularly if you've got an injury or a condition that might affect some movements. So feeling free to adjust or adapt these movements wherever it seems right for you. Or sometimes you may just choose to rest or lie still for a while. We'll spend some time just being with the body, enjoying it, appreciating what it's able to do, however large or small those movements might be. And we'll also spend some time exploring more intense sensations, what we might call edges. So soft edges where there might be a sense of real intensity, but room to explore it further. Or there may be a sense of harder edges, where it's very wise or skillful to just edge away, move away from those. So really making wise choices about when to continue with a stretch and when to move away from it. This practice isn't about getting to a certain point or achieving a particular position. Just seeing if it's possible to bring some kindness and care to the body and to your experience, whatever that might be. So lying on your back on a mat or rug, carpet, and allowing the body to settle into this starting position. Legs stretched out, arms alongside the body or hands resting on the belly or chest. So allowing gravity to do its work, allowing the body to be held and supported by the floor. And as best you can, just letting go of any tightness or tension. Bringing attention to the belly in particular, as it rises on the in-breath and falls away on the out-breath. It might be helpful to allow each out-breath to bring with it a sense of letting go. So a further letting go into the contact with the floor beneath you. Closing the eyes if that feels okay, or just keeping the gaze soft if the eyes are open. So really bringing focus to this sensation of the body breathing. Just this breath coming in and this breath going out. And if you notice that the mind has wandered, as we've done before, just gently acknowledging where it's gone and guiding it back to the sensation of breathing. And we'll begin now by doing some gentle movements in time with the breath. So on the next in-breath, allowing the arms to come up to move to a vertical position, so like a kind of quarter circle coming from the sides of the body, moving up through the air to a point where the fingers are pointing up towards the ceiling. Seeing how it is to extend this stretch upwards a little. And already noticing any hard or soft edges. Maybe an intense sensation, but one where you can reach a little further. Or one where you know it's fine to just stay where you are or ease off a little. And then when you're ready, on the next out-breath, slowly letting the arms come down back to the floor alongside the body. And continuing with these movements for a while. So the arms are raising on the in-breath and coming back down again on the out-breath. as best you can, tuning in to the sensations that go with the movements, as well as the point where you're reaching up. So these transitions between movements are as important as the final stretch. Being present for the body as it moves. Maybe even having a sense of appreciation for the body, for what it can do, however small or large these movements might be. And really listening to the body if it's telling you that it needs to rest, or that it would welcome taking things a little further, increasing a stretch or a movement. And if there's a sense of space for a little more movement, then at the end of the next in-breath, taking the arms up so that the fingers are pointing up at the ceiling, but then taking them even further, so moving them back over the head, so that the fingers come to point in the opposite direction to the toes. Maybe even seeing if it's possible to allow the arms to rest on the floor above the head. So you may feel intense sensations here in the shoulders in particular. Of course, staying where you are with the fingers pointing up to the ceiling if that feels better for you. And then when it feels right for you, on the next out-breath, allowing the arms to come back down beside the body, staying in touch with the body as it moves, and allowing the breath to support these movements. And then when you're ready, returning to this starting position, so coming back to stillness, arms by the sides or resting on the belly or chest, sense of the full body lying here, and tuning in to any sensations now, maybe echoes of the movements that have just been made. Noticing any pleasant sensations there might be, a sense of softening or easing, and seeing how it is to savour, to really enjoy these more pleasant sensations if they're there for you. And now beginning to do some pelvic tilts. So bending both knees and placing the soles of the feet on the floor, quite near the buttocks, the feet about a hip's distance from each other. Arms relaxed at the side of the body. And beginning with a very gentle tilt to the pelvis. So the tailbone is just very slightly lifting off the mat, just a small amount. And you may then feel the lower back pushing down into the floor a little. Exploring any sensations of stretching here. And then tilting the pelvis the other way, so the tailbone very gently comes down, begins to push into the floor, which may mean that the lower back just comes away very slightly off the floor. And any sense of stretching here. And continuing to move very slowly between these two positions. So it's a very gentle rocking motion of the pelvis from one position to the other. Lifting the tailbone slightly, pushing the back into the floor. Lowering the tailbone and seeing if the lower back ever so slightly comes off the floor. Just taking your time to explore these movements. And then just coming back once more to stillness for a few moments. And now exploring some knee hugs. Again, the invitation is to really take care of the knees, especially if you have existing injuries. So very slowly, on an in-breath, bringing the knees up towards the chest, wrapping the arms around the backs of the thighs or around the shins, and very gently squeezing the knees towards the chest. Again, noticing any intense sensations here, particularly in the pelvis or the hips, and remembering to breathe. Sometimes we can hold our breath when exploring movement. And seeing if it's possible to soften into this position. So softening the muscles in the legs as best you can. A sense of releasing in the hips or pelvis. And seeing how that is. And if you'd like to explore this stretch still further, then you might like to raise the head slowly off the floor and move it towards the knees, just as far as it will go comfortably, being careful not to strain the back of the neck. And gently rocking from side to side, so there's a sense of massaging the muscles on either side of the spine. And if you want to explore this still further, you might begin to move the knees in a circular motion. So a sense of the back being massaged as the knees move in a very small circle. First in one direction, and then the other. And now coming back to rest. So letting the head very slowly come down onto the mat. Stretching the legs back out into the starting position, doing it as slowly as feels comfortable, and tuning in to any after effects of these stretches. And again, if you notice that the mind has wandered, just recognizing where the mind has gone and guiding it gently back to these sensations. The body resting on the floor, and the breath coming and going. And now letting the right leg stay on the floor, but slowly bringing up the left knee. And as before, holding it and gently squeezing that left knee towards the chest. Tuning into sensations here. Breathing. So making choices here about how much to stretch. And if you'd like to increase the stretch, then raising the head and shoulders slowly off the mat, moving the forehead towards the knee, sensing that stretch. Noticing any intensity and making a choice about whether to explore it more or ease off slightly. And then slowly letting the head come back down onto the mat. Releasing the leg. Stretching it out alongside the right leg. And again, noticing the after effects of that stretch. Maybe also noticing now any differences there might be in sensations between the left-hand side of the body and the right-hand side. And when you're ready, making the same movements but this time with the right knee. So bringing the right knee up towards the chest, taking hold of the right leg, left leg remains on the floor. And making a choice about whether raising the head up towards the knee is right for you. Exploring any intense sensations here. Or easing away if you're noticing harder edges. And breathing. And then when you're ready, slowly bringing the head back down to the floor, letting go of the right leg. And slowly stretching the right leg, returning it to contact with the floor. checking in with the breath once more. Maybe a sense of the body expanding on the in-breath and releasing on the out-breath. And for the next movement now, bending the knees again with the soles of the feet on the floor, quite close to the buttocks, as far as is comfortable. Feet a little bit further apart this time. Allowing the arms to stay alongside the body, or they can come over the head again, pointing the fingers in the opposite direction to the toes, whichever feels right for you. And then, when you're ready, slowly raising the pelvis and the lower back off the floor, just a small amount. And doing this slowly so that you can really get a sense of where the edges might be for you. So the head, the neck and the shoulders can remain in contact with the floor, but extending the lower part of the back upwards as far as feels right for you. And maybe noticing any sense of opening in the belly. And if that's available to you, then also breathing down into the belly. Checking in for any tightness in the arms or the face. Seeing if it's possible to let go a little if there's tightness there. And breathing with the sensations. And when you're ready, very slowly lowering the body down. So really exploring how it is for each part of the spine to come into contact with the floor, bit by bit. And stretching the legs out, back into the starting position. Sinking back into contact with the floor. And now coming to a simple twisting stretch. And being particularly careful here if you have any back issues, knowing there are choices here. So you may choose to bring your hands to the back of the head so that the head is supported by the hands, with the backs of the hands on the floor and the palms holding the head, and maybe interlacing the fingers if that feels okay. If this isn't right for you, you could also stretch the arms out at right angles to the body, so kind of at shoulder height, or simply let the arms lay alongside the body, bending the knees and sliding the feet up towards the buttocks. But this time bringing the feet together, and if possible, bringing the knees together as well. Taking a few breaths in this position. And tightening up the muscles in the abdomen a little, so that as you allow the knees to move over gently to the right towards the floor, the muscles in the abdomen are helping support that movement. Allowing the knees to go as far as they want to go. The left foot will come off the floor and that can come to rest on top of the right foot. The knees may stay together or they may not, and that's fine too. And if this stretch feels comfortable, you may explore how it is now to turn the head to face the left. So looking beyond the left elbow or the left hand, depending on where your arms are. Noticing how that stretch may feel stronger with each in-breath. And on each out-breath, seeing if it's possible to let go a little. Ease into the stretch. And of course, if there are hard edges here, then easing off as much as feels right for you. And then when you're ready, if the head has been turned, then slowly bringing it back to centre, tightening up those muscles in the abdomen again and slowly bringing the knees back so that they're pointing at the ceiling once more. And then slowly tightening up those muscles in the abdomen again, and this time letting the knees move over to the left towards the floor. Right foot coming off the ground, resting it on top of the left foot. Seeing how far the legs will go, without pushing or forcing. And now also exploring, if it's comfortable, how it is to turn the head now to the right. So looking out over the right elbow or arm. Receiving any sensations here. Breathing with this experience. And then when you're ready, turning the head back to the central position really slowly, tightening up those muscles in the abdomen and bringing the knees back up to a vertical position. Releasing the hands if they've been behind the head and bringing the arms back down to the sides of the body or resting on the belly or chest. Tuning in to any sensations of breathing, particularly in the belly. And then when you're ready, rolling over to the left side of the body. So the legs can still be straight out. The upper part of the left arm can be on the floor, elbow bent. And the hand supports the head, so the left hand supporting the head. The right hand just rests on the floor in front of the belly. If this isn't comfortable, you might choose instead to just have the left arm straight out above the head, resting the left ear on the upper arm and settling into that position for a moment. And then, perhaps on an in-breath, slowly lifting the right leg up in a scissor movement, just a small amount to begin with. Noticing any intense sensations and making a choice about whether to extend that lift even further or just allowing the leg to rest where it is now. And breathing here, allowing those sensations to be just as they are. If it's too much, knowing you have the choice to lower the leg slowly down or remaining where you are and just breathing with this intensity. And then when you're ready, lowering the leg slowly, noticing the journey the leg is making as it slowly comes back into contact with the other leg. And in a moment, we're going to do the same exercise on the other side. So the invitation is, as you slowly roll over onto your right side, making the movement from one side to the other part of the practice as well. This time, resting the head on the right hand or reaching the right arm out and resting the head on the upper arm. Letting the left hand rest on the floor in front of the belly. Then when you're ready, allowing the left leg this time to lift as far as it wants to go. Closing the eyes if that feels okay. Really tuning in to any sensations. And then lowering the leg very slowly, noticing any sensations of rest or easing as the left leg comes back to rest on the right leg. And now rolling over onto the front of your body. Resting the forehead on your hands, palms facing down, with the tops of the feet resting on the floor. If that's comfortable for you. You may also notice in this position the belly pressing against the floor each time you breathe. So an increased sense of contact on the in-breath and a relaxing away from the ground on the out-breath. And in a moment we'll come to some very gentle arching of the back. So the invitation here is to take great care of the neck and the lower back, beginning by moving your hands and placing them on the mat close to the shoulders with the palms facing down. Pushing the pelvis and the legs down into the floor. Then using the muscles in the back to slowly lift the shoulders just a little bit away from the floor. Really taking care of the neck. Not forcing anything. Just allowing a very gentle stretch in the back. And breathing with this stretch as best you can. And then slowly, with real awareness of the journey as the body moves back down towards the floor once more. Resting the forehead on the hands, allowing the body to sink back into contact with the ground. Noticing any letting go, lengthening or softening in the muscles. From this position now, coming onto your hands and knees. So the body is almost forming a table shape. If resting the weight of the body on the hands isn't comfortable, you may choose to form fists with the hands and rest on the knuckles. Or you may simply want to lower the body and rest the lower arms on the floor. As best you can, allowing the back to be fairly horizontal and flat. And beginning with some gentle stretches of the back. So first, allowing the head to slowly come down towards the floor. And as you do this, arching the back up towards the ceiling. So a real sense of stretching in the back. Tuning in here to any sensations. And then, allowing the belly to slowly lower down towards the floor and allowing the head to gently come up, not forcing it, so that you're creating a small dip in the back. So the opposite of the stretch we've just done. Really taking care of the neck here. And then reversing it, so moving back again now with the head lowering and the arching of the back towards the ceiling. And then back again with the belly dropping down and the head coming up ever so slightly. So if this feels comfortable, you may want to just explore the rhythm of moving between these two positions, these two stretches. You might even want to coordinate the breathing with these movements. Breathing out with the back moving up towards the ceiling and breathing in as you allow the belly to come down and the head to be slightly raised. So almost as if the body is rocking between these two positions with the breath supporting those movements. And then in your own time, slowly coming back into the starting position. And again, seeing if the movement between where you are now and the final lying on the back with the arms and the legs released into contact with the floor, making that journey part of the practice. And once back on the floor, so lying on the back, arms alongside the body or hands resting on the belly or chest, allowing the eyes to close if that feels okay. And really sensing the body. Perhaps even a sense of appreciation for whatever the body has been able to do in these movements. This body that works so hard for us. Really tuning in to the body's signals and responding to them. Maybe the body is asking to be stretched. Maybe the body wants to move or just rest. So listening to what the body needs right now and just allowing the body an opportunity to move in this way. And then finally coming back to rest, allowing the eyes to close if that feels okay. And having a sense of the body as a whole. Easing into contact with the ground. feeling any movements of breathing. Coming home to this body. Allowing the body to be just as it is. Allowing yourself to be just as you are.